I think the biggest thing that holds me back is probably not wanting to take up someone else's time, because most of the people that you want to ask for help, you can tell are very busy. So it's being respectful of their time, but also knowing that if you meet those people that they want to help.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am in Wilmington, North Carolina. So excited to be here. The startup scene is absolutely incredible. And I'm sitting in this wonderful collaborative space called Tech Mountain, where I serendipitously got to meet this female founder and I begged her to be on the podcast. So welcome, Sam. How are you?
Thank you, Esprit. I'm great. Super excited to be here with you. I'm glad you're in Wilmington.
I know. It's what a great beach town. Like, who knew?
It's pretty awesome.
You have the beach, you have the river. So go ahead and formally introduce yourself to
Sure.
Everybody.
So my name is Samantha Dudley, and I am the founder of Compass Bracelet. We are a shareable, trackable bracelet company that each bracelet starts a chain of love.
Oh my God. Can we please get into that? What does that mean? First of all, when did you create the company?
Sure. So the idea for the company was kind of born 3 years ago, but we launched developing our website, I guess, September of last year, 2016. And then we were live Thanksgiving Day of 2016. So
it's so exciting. Yeah. Does that mean, sharing love?
Yeah. So basically what we wanted to do, it's my sister and I that own the company. And we had this vision of, we see all these pay it forward movements and things that are going on in the world to, you know, encourage, you know, giving back and love, right, and just spreading this kindness around the world. And when these things happen, you know, you always want to know and hope that it keeps, you know, it continues on.
Right,
and
right.
So we kind of formulated this idea and plan of Compass Bracelet to be able to do that. And so that you can track it on our website and you can see, you know, how one little small act of kindness, you know, how that affects other people and lives, you know, as it travels around the world.
I love it. Wait, can you give us some examples? Like, what's that look like?
Sure. So when someone gets a bracelet, they register it using a unique ID number that's printed on the front of the bracelet. Mm-hmm. And they get to add their story, and really soon they'll be able to add a photo. And then that story can be whatever, you know, the bracelet means to them, maybe how they received it, or, right, you know, a gift, or they bought it for themselves, or however that starts. And then the point is to pass it along. So we say whenever that, you know, opportunity presents itself. So if you see someone doing a good deed, or you just connect with someone traveling, yeah, or whatever that may be, that's the time to pass it along.
Yeah.
And then that person uses that same number on the bracelet to register it. It puts a pinpoint on a map of where you are in the world. Yeah. So you can kind of track it as it moves along.
Do you have one here?
I do.
Can I buy one?
Yeah, I actually brought you one. So
you did not. Yeah. I'm really excited. Wait, do you have it like here in the conference right now?
Yeah, it's actually on my arm. So no, this one's gonna be
yours.
Let's
do it. Yeah. Like, let's do this.
Yeah, sure.
This is so exciting.
So you'll see when I take it off, there is, we decided, we know how hard it is to remember things.
Yeah.
So we printed the website on the inside of the bracelet.
I love
that
it.
Way so everyone knows where to go.
This is so cool. And I love it. I love the material. Like, it's really, and you make these at home, like every morning or something.
Yeah. So right now we're hand making them.
Put it on me. Ready? Here, I'll hold the mics, okay, sort of. So cool. Awesome. How much are they?
So they're $20 each.
So cool.
And you mentioned the material, so it's a cork leather. So it's a really eco-friendly material.
That's so cool.
It's vegan, which we thought was cool. We wanted to make as many impacts on the world around us as possible.
It's so cool. In Portugal, in Lisbon, huge on cork. They make all sorts of cork jewelry. I have a cork wallet, everything. Were you inspired by there at all?
I didn't find out until doing the research that that's where, you know, it was from. And actually that's where we get it imported from. So we get big sheets imported from Portugal, and I'm dying to go visit there
and
go to a farm and see how it's harvested. And
I will connect you to the startup culture.
Oh, I would love
that. It's huge there.
Love
it.
That'd
be
so cool.
And they have this amazing hostel called Home.
And they have family dinners every night. And
oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I would love that.
This is so cool. Okay, so tell me. So now I have the bracelet on. And what are my next steps?
Sure. So you go to the website on the inside.
Yeah.
And then it'll prompt you through it. It's shareyourcompass.com. Soon we'll be switching that to compassbracelets.com. Great. Just to make it a little more simple.
So I go to shareyourcompass.com mm-hmm. or compassbracelets.com, and then what happens?
And then it'll prompt you to, you know, it'll say, did you give or receive a bracelet? And you can click receive, and it kind of walks you through the steps of, you know, registering it, entering your name and your location, and then giving you an area to start your story.
You know what's so cool? I really want to connect you to, there's this organization in Los Angeles called Heart-Centered Leaders, I think is how. And they actually picked me as one of the first people. And then I picked someone that I think is a heart-driven leader. And I gave it to Cam Kashani, who did a lot of amazing work in Los Angeles to build up the LA tech community. And then she gave it to someone else. And now they're I don't know how many leaders, like 20 or 30 leaders, maybe more than that. And we were honored by the mayor or something?
Can't remember. Is it a physical thing of giving?
It's an award, but then we were honored by the Los Angeles, you know, government saying like, this is really cool. I'm so sorry that I don't have, you guys, I've been doing so many interviews, like my memory right now, but anyway, it's really, really cool. And I feel like this would be awesome for them to pass down as well and make it trackable and share their story. So I'm going to introduce you. Remind me.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I'm going to introduce you to them so they could integrate Compass into what they're doing.
Yeah, and see the past leaders and, you know.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I even like the idea of maybe after we do this interview, talking about how we could do a collab with We Are LA Tech and somehow, I mean, We Are LA Tech is all about community. We
potentially
need to chat because I feel like at the essence, the core of your product is about community. It's about connectivity. It's about togetherness. It's about positivity.
Yeah.
And these are all the things that I believe in the projects that I do and in my company back in Los Angeles. So to incorporate Compass into that essence and have a physical item, because most of the work that I do is either active, like an experience that they're doing, or it's a virtual connection, but it's not a piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
It's like, this is our connectivity. And this is the story we share together. Is there anything else on the market like this?
There's not really. I mean, similar concepts would be like, Where's George? I think a lot of people tie that or like Flat Stanley, because it is a similar, you know, kind of concept of the, you know, passing it along.
Yeah.
But as far as I did notice, on Kickstarter that someone was doing actually something very similar in the like tech music.
Okay. Or music tech.
Yeah. You know, the kind of music I'm talking about, like,
oh, like techno.
Techno.
Sorry. Techno. Listen, we're on the Women in Tech show.
Obviously it's like, I don't listen to it very often.
I got it.
Yeah, it's like a techno music scene. Yeah. It's very small scale. So
yeah.
I guess, you know, maybe someone else has thought of a similar idea.
Yeah, but I love it.
I think there's very few like bracelets out there.
I love it. I love the idea of like, you know, so I'm in Wilmington because of my friend Matt, who I met on a MySpace business forum when MySpace barely had 100,000 users on it. Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
And now I'm sitting in Wilmington, North Carolina because of this guy. And so the idea of chance connectivity leading to something really meaningful or like understanding the story behind it. It's very powerful.
Well, I mean, this may sound weird, but yesterday I had to move some things around in my schedule to make it here for your presentation. Yeah. But I just, afterwards, I was like, I know that I was meant to be here, you know, and meet you. So it was really cool. And I'm glad that it worked out.
Yeah, me too. All right. Oh my God. I love it. It's like, what is
Shaka.
It? Yeah. Shaka. Cowabunga. Oh my God.
Or that's cool.
Wear it, share it, change the world. I love it.
And so this is the first website I've ever built.
No.
And I've never done anything like this. Okay. So we are in the process of revamping our website.
But you built a website. So what did you build it in?
WordPress.
And how did you teach yourself how to build in WordPress?
A lot of YouTube videos. my husband, I have to say, he has some experience, so he's helped me a lot. And I definitely had people help me along the way.
How did you learn to ask for help? How were you comfortable asking for help?
Yeah. I think so, especially from people that I know well.
Yeah.
It's a little harder when you don't know someone but yeah.
And what kind of mentality do you have when you ask for help? Because I know for so many of us, asking for help or saying we don't know how to do this on our own is really vulnerable and difficult. And we want to just figure it out on our own, even if we can't.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that holds me back is probably not wanting to take up someone else's time, because most of the people that you want to ask for help, you can tell are very busy. So it's being respectful of their time, but also knowing that that's, you know, if you meet those people that they want to help.
Yeah.
And they appreciate those opportunities. So
it is that. And I think I need to understand that even more myself. It's an opportunity, and not allowing someone an opportunity for them to give. It makes them feel good to give.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Show me your site.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
But I think to that point too, is I always wonder, how can I give back? Like, one of the guys who's been helping me here at Tech Mountain, I just told him the other day, I'm like, can I mow your lawn or something? I don't have much to offer because he's so smart and, you know, I can learn so much from him, but you know,
so funny.
This is just our homepage, and then I'll take you to our search page. And this is the page.
So, like, where would I go right now?
Yeah. So you'll go, it'll take you to this page. So this is the search. Here's our map.
Right.
And this shows you all the compasses that are in the world right now.
Cool. So,
And this is what we've done in 6 months. So
and
we're
you
pretty
built this yourself.
About
this is so.
So
cool.
The plugin, I did not. I got a developer to build the like tracking aspect.
And where did you find the developer?
On freelancer.com.
And how did you find freelancer.com?
When I thought about starting this company, part of the reason it took me so long to get it started is I had no clue where to begin.
Right.
And one day I realized, if I don't do this, I'm going to regret it. And I got online and I searched how to find like a freelancer, and freelancer.com came up, you know? And so I went on there and I created an account and I typed in a project and spoke with a couple of developers and chose one. And then we began from there.
So cool. And you guys, I use Upwork too. Are you familiar with Upwork?
I just found out about that.
I just started using Upwork and it's been great. I've already found amazing people from Upwork. So
you can see this is where you enter your tag number if you're searching for a bracelet. So if you want to go back and see what your bracelet's history was, you can search by your name.
Can we search this one?
No, you can't search that one yet.
So you don't create a story.
You can.
Okay.
So it's up to you.
I could create a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think part of it, so when you give someone a bracelet, you have to decide, do you want to let them, you know, be the creator and the starter of their bracelet, or do you want to start it for them?
Oh,
so there's
cool.
two ways you can do it.
That's awesome. This is so exciting. Oh, let me ask a quick question. So the leather, or the cork leather, mm-hmm. is that called cork leather?
Yeah.
Does it come in different colors, or
it
is it always brown?
Right now we just have the brown, but we have made we've developed a relationship with a supplier in Portugal. And so there's tons of colors and options.
So cool.
We want to keep it unisex. So, you know, we kind of have to look at a couple options.
This is cool. I love this color. So let's
these are
type
some
in
the stories below that you can see.
I bought it on vacation. My parent, where would she have bought it on vacation?
So we're in one store right now. And
which store?
It's called the Heart of Carolina downtown in the Cotton Exchange. And they only sell North Carolina made items.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's a perfect fit.
Yeah. This is awesome. I love this. This is my second bracelet that I've started. So cool. I wore it for a few months before I was able to pass it on to one of my best friends of all time. My friend Kate and I went on a vacation to Alaska, and I gave it to her at the end of the trip. Even though we both live on the East Coast, we don't see each other nearly enough. So this bracelet started in North Carolina and was passed on in Alaska, and now is with
Kate. I just read that one, so I know. But there's tons in here. You know, this is a girl, and actually I met her mom who gave it to her, and she's passed it on. So it's really fun to see them starting to change wrists and getting, you know.
Now, how long has the product been on the market?
6 months.
Okay, it's been 6 months.
Yeah.
So are you hoping exactly that like, you'll give this to me and then I'll give it to someone else and someone will give it to it. So the point is that it keeps moving on.
It keeps moving.
It's not supposed to stay with the first person received.
No, we want to, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, I really want to keep it. And, you know, we always tell people that it's one of those things you think you want to keep it until you realize if it's on your wrist, you're never going to get to see the stories and the journeys that are potentially out there.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Imagine like you get the, I have this on my wrist, my 1849 one. And then I give it to someone. And then a few months from now, it's going to be in someone's hands that I totally don't know. Now, is there a way to like know those people in the future? Like, so let's say some guy, Johnny, had it 6 months ago, and I have no connection to Johnny. Can I click his profile and message him? Hey, I was the first person that had it or something.
Yeah, we're working on that right now with our developer. So
that'd be so much fun to make new friends.
Yeah, I know. So like an internal chat group between the history of your bracelet is kind of what we had in mind.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that would be, you never know. Cool. You may read someone's story and, you know, really connect with that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe want to meet up. And
totally. I mean, the thing that's so cool is that if I'm giving it to someone, it means that we're in alignment, where we share similar interests or we have like a connected energy. And if they're giving it to someone, it's highly likely that I'd get along with that person too, and et cetera, so forth. So it's really likely that all the people that we pass down to are all people that I would relate to in some way or another or feel connected to, just because of the culture of the first person. And how alignment we were in. Right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And that would be so fun to see. And part of it is, you know, being able to read those stories and seeing just in their stories, you can connect with them. Just hearing it, you're like, oh man,
totally.
Sounds like a really awesome person.
Totally. So when do you think that new feature will come out?
So we have the account set up, like that's all done.
Right.
And a new plugin. We just have to get that version. We're getting a new website built. So as soon as that website's up, hopefully in the next month, we will be able to incorporate that feature of just having your account and then should be able to quickly, again, that's part of it. I always want things to happen super fast. And I realized very quickly that it takes time and but hopefully I would say in the next couple months, that'll be a feature.
And you mentioned, and it's just kind of a side note, you mentioned that you're married. What is it like to be a female founder and in a relationship? Like, how do you balance the two? Do you have kids yet or no, or either?
We don't.
Because that's something I think that whether you're a male founder or female founder, I think being a founder, I was saying this, I think even at dinner last night, it's very difficult to date a founder.
Yeah. I feel for my husband.
Yeah. We are like constantly obsessed about like works and work and strategies and website and code. And then I know like even last night I was like, oh, I forgot to put a question on a form. Like, you know, how do you make time? And you're a relatively new founder, right? Like 6-ish months. So what have you noticed? A few questions. What have you noticed has been the difference between you post being an entrepreneur to becoming an entrepreneur? And then how has your relationship changed, if you don't mind sharing, before to now? And what suggestions would you give to us to be the best we can be? Yeah.
Sure. I think post and now, I'm a lot more organized, which is cool to me because I've had to force myself to really sit down and organize my thoughts. So that's a very positive, thing that I think has come out of it for me. On the, I guess maybe not downside, but you know, managing my time and separating work from home.
Yeah.
I just got a space here working in this office and that was a great decision
for me. Tech Mountain.
Because when I come home, I know how to shut off. It's when you're home working and you're there and it doesn't seem, you don't have that separation.
Right.
So I think finding a place outside of your home sometimes can be really good if you're that type of person. And I was, so that was really important for me. And I think, that also goes to, it relates to my relationship with my husband.
Right.
So I think I overwhelm him sometimes when he comes home. He works in the, Google Analytics and ad space. So he has a ton of knowledge and I want to ask him all these things, but he comes home and I know he's exhausted. And so something that we've kind of learned, I'm a new entrepreneur, but I'm also a newly married. We've been married for a year and a half. So it's kind of been like at the same time.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So we've learned a lot about each
He's
other.
He's like, what happened to my wife?
Yeah, we've learned. And I mean, it's not the first business I've started. Yeah. So he knew, you know, my mentality from long before we were married. And I'm hoping that's one of the things he loves about me. But yeah, just separating that and, you know, knowing when to stop talking about work and to just have our time together and do fun things outside of that. And
totally.
Yeah. I think that's really important.
And this is your first tech company. So yes. What was your business before?
Completely different. I've been in the food world for a long time, which is another huge passion of mine. I actually just sold my food truck in April. So
what?
I did that for
you. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Dude, yeah. Congratulations. Wait,
Thank you guys.
I know this is the Women in Tech show, but let's just talk. What was the food truck?
So we did sweet and savory waffle creations.
Yummy. How did you buy? Can we just get, I'm just so interested. How'd you buy the food truck? How'd you even get into it?
Yeah. So I started in Denver. I had a small grab and go food business for, it was all vegan and gluten free, like allergen free, like grab and go meals that I sold. We were in 13 grocery stores, a chain of grocery stores.
Oh my God, can we just do 15 episodes on you? This is insane. I had no idea.
So yeah, my husband knows how crazy I am.
Wait, oh my gosh. Wait, no, please. Okay, there's like so much I want to know. When did you start that?
It's pretty much been...
Or how did you start that?
Almost every year. Yeah. We wanted to move from Denver, and that's where we started that food company. And
when you say we, who's we?
My husband.
Okay. Oh, you had the company together.
Yeah, he was helping. I mean, he had another real estate job, but it was something that we envisioned both possibly doing at some point. But we realized the grocery store industry was super tough. And, you know, it was a great learning experience. Yeah. I learned a ton. And I had this crazy passion for cooking that I've always had. So I felt like I needed to explore that.
Yeah.
And then when we decided we wanted to move back to North Carolina, my family's from here. Yeah. So I just needed to be back at the ocean. I needed the water. We decided to do a food truck because, you know, part of the issue was we weren't getting to see people's reactions. We didn't know, we don't have relationships with them. And that's such an important thing in business. So we decided to start a food truck here.
Yeah.
And we had my dad go out and look at one in North Carolina. He bought it. It sat in his driveway for a couple months until we moved here.
No way.
And then, we got it going. So,
and, wait, how did you get your food into the 13 stores? How'd you even start the research on that? Yeah.
Well, so I lived in Steamboat Springs before Denver. It's a super small little town. And there just was not a good grab and go section of food. That's what I did every day.
So you filled a void.
I filled a void. It was something that I really wanted and I knew that there was a need for it. And I started it there and it did super well there. And that grocery store had multiple chains in Denver.
Oh, amazing.
So we moved to Denver and did it that way.
Something most people don't know about me, except for my mom, is like, I'm really into a concept that I call skinny fast food, where like,
sounds delicious.
Really all it means is I'm entrepreneurial and I don't have a lot of time to eat, but when I do eat, I want to eat well. And so skinny fast food would be an apple or something fast, but it's like,
like your typical hummus and crackers.
Yeah,
is what
something.
You always get.
But you need to like know what your options are, or like zucchini noodles, or, you know, like there's just so many things. And so I want to get better about tracking like these choices I make and these things that I create in my house. But to hear that you have a passion for grab and go food, I like just want to pick your brain. So just for a second, to satiate my own curiosity, can you tell us one quick thing that we could do at home right now? Like that's a amazing grab and go food that we could all do to be healthier.
Sure. My go-to is vegan chicken salad made from garbanzo beans. Literally, I just take a can of garbanzo beans, mix a little veganese, salt, pepper, and some pickle relish, and like, you know, without the high fructose corn syrup. And you can kind of switch that up too. I add a little like dual switch of seaweed flakes to give it that like little tuna-ish, you know, if I want tuna salad.
Right.
And I just kind of, and sometimes I'll throw buffalo sauce in. It's something that you can kind of change it up without having to have too many ingredients.
Yeah.
And it's something really quick to make. And you just mash up the chickpeas and it, I mean, it's pretty close to chicken salad, I guess.
Yummy. Thanks. Okay.
My husband's not vegan. He loves it. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for that. So then, okay, you got the food truck. How'd you learn how, one of my good friends, Mike Prasad, you know, the Koji food truck.
Yes.
He did the initial marketing that made put Koji on the map.
Oh,
all the Twitter, you know,
awesome
craze. So I know a little bit about food truck from him, but like, how did you make your food truck be a company that someone else acquired. That is amazing. Yeah. Like how did, how, what?
Well, unfortunately our food truck, they switched it and did a totally different thing with it, which I think is, you know, when you're starting your own food truck company, yeah, everybody's already got their idea formulated of what they want. But,
so how did you go from point A to point Z? Like how'd you go from never owning a food truck to having a successful food truck to the point where someone bought it from you?
Yeah. So we went to, we got the food truck set up, went through all the health inspection, which is always a challenge. And then we went to a lot of bars and, you know, restaurants. We knew, we saw where the food trucks were. Yeah. So we researched, okay, kind of follow these food trucks. Right, Here's where they go. And then we reached out to those companies. We brought in a menu of, you know, our menu that we had prepared. And it was, I was surprised people took onto it very well. And they were like, yeah, here's my calendar, you know, fill in your date. And
no way. Yeah. How was, what was the name of the food truck?
Wild Goat Waffles.
Wild Goat Waffles. Yes. Oh, I want one right now. And okay. And then how'd you find your buyer?
So we put it for sale on, you know, Craigslist, Facebook.
Now, did you sell the truck or did you sell the business?
We were offering it as either or. Uh-huh. So initially, and these ladies have kept, the waffle maker. They're going to do some waffles. But we have so much equipment from my previous business and this, we had the relationships, which is huge, just building here and the following.
Yeah.
So I think that was a big part for them is, and it, we decided and chose on a smaller trailer so we could hook it up to our truck. And I would recommend that for anybody starting a food truck. It's, you don't have to deal with the engine breaking down of your truck and you can, you know, kind of pick it up and move it and drop it off wherever you want. So that was a good decision.
And do they keep the name?
They didn't.
They did not keep the name. What made you decide that you wanted to sell the food truck?
Well, I started this Compass bracelet business simultaneously. Not planned, but like I said, one day, I don't know why I was sitting there and I realized if I didn't do it, I was going to be. And so I think I was reading something and it was some article based on the concept of, you know, if you don't do, if there's something that's in the back of your mind and you don't do it now, you're going to regret it. All you have to do is just do that one little piece to start it. Just start part of it. It doesn't matter what it is. Just make some step forward. And that's what I did. Reached out on Freelancer. And then it just kind of went from there. The bracelet business got started getting busy and people were just loved the concept. Everyone I told about it was super into it. And I was getting people like crying when I told them, you know, and that was just such a good feeling to me. And I'm not going to lie. It's super hot here in the summer inside of a food truck. I'm not bummed that I'm not inside that thing this summer. It was awesome, but I do want to have kids and I'm thinking, okay, if I'm pregnant inside this thing, that's not going to be cool. So, you know, that was also part of the decision. Funny. And we had wanted to start a cafe. So I don't think I mentioned that, but that was, the food truck was never a long-term thing for us. Mm-hmm. It was a concept, you know, to test our concept and see if we wanted to start a cafe. So,
and where is Compass now?
Well, we have, I work here out of this co-working space at Tech Mountain. And then our studio is off the side of our garage.
When you say studio, is that when, where you sell them or where you make them?
It's where I make them.
How'd you learn how to make the bracelets?
A lot of trial and error.
A lot of YouTube videos.
I've saved a bracelet from each different one I've made because there's been so many.
Do you have a picture of that?
I don't have any. I have them all in a box. So need I need to document it.
Yeah. Like put them in a frame.
So I want in a shadow box or something once I get it all done. Because they're, you know, always evolving. And we just tried a couple more the other day. And it's fun to, but yeah, so that's kind of, where, you know, that's gone.
And how many people are on your team?
Right now it's just me and my sister, but I have to say here at Tech Mountain, I have a killer team of just peers. People are so helpful.
Collaboration. And
I'm so thankful for everybody that's helped me. One guy here specifically,
can we give him a shout out?
Yeah. His name is Will Connect and he has been amazing.
I mean, with a name like that.
Almost taken me in. I know, right? he's almost taken me in and mentored me. And I know that's not, he's not a mentor here, but we connected and he really, I think, liked what we were doing. And I mean, we meet pretty frequently and he's been a huge, huge help.
And his name's Will Connect.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's my favorite name I've ever heard. It's like, pretty cool. Yeah. What?
I know. It's spelled awesome. Weird. So it's hard to, if you saw it, you wouldn't think that's how it was said. But
do you know if he's on social or anything like that?
I believe he, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure
can,
he is.
Can we share his, like, so how yeah. people can say hi to him on social?
Yeah. Of course.
What is his?
I'll have to know? Like make sure he's okay with that. But yeah.
Okay. So I'm what sure we'll do fine. Is if he's okay with that, which is totally understandable.
Yeah.
We'll include it in the show notes. Sam will send us the link later and it will be in the show notes if you want to.
Cool. Yeah.
Cyberstalk Will Connect.
Yeah. And the other person that I would say is Elena. She works here as well and has just become a friend, but yeah. even more just someone who's super willing to help and always that smiling face and very, yeah. you know, encouraging.
Yeah.
And that means more to me than anything. So
that's so yeah. cool. And next steps, like where do you want to go from here? If you had one ask of anything that the community can do to support you in your success, what would that ask be?
I think it would be the wear it, share it, change the world. You know, if you believe in our concept and what we're trying to do and the message that we're trying to send, getting a bracelet and sharing it and helping that move along is the coolest part that, you know, the best thing that you could do for us. And yeah, I think that would be it.
Thank you yeah. so much for making time with the Thank Women you. In Tech podcast.
Thanks for inviting me here.
You're so inspiring. For anybody looking to start a tech company that has never had one before, just like you, what would you say the first step should be? Because I'm sure it's completely overwhelming and scary and you feel like, how can I ever figure any of this out? What would yeah. that first step be?
I think reaching out, kind of how we talked about before, and asking for help and not being scared to share your idea with someone, because that's always a scary thing. It's something that you're like, you know, is someone going to steal my, yeah. my idea? But that's just, you know, one of the things my dad told me is if someone hasn't already thought of your idea, it's probably a bad idea. You know, there's always going to be people out there doing the same things that you're doing, and you just have to ask for help and be, you know, you want to, I guess, think about it before, you know, when you meet someone. But I would say that would be my advice, is to not be scared to ask for help, because I know I wouldn't have gotten here without doing that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I am so thrilled to have had you on the show. If Thank everybody you. Wants to connect further with you, where should they go?
Shareyourcompass.com. And we're on social media. You can find us at Compass Bracelet, Compass Bracelets on Instagram and Twitter.
And how about to connect with you directly?
Yeah.
Are you on Twitter or Insta or email?
Yeah. Email's good too. It's info@shareyourcompass.com.
Are you on Twitter?
I don't use Twitter as often. Yeah. I would say Facebook is probably the best way to connect with me sure. that I check most often.
Sure. And where can people find you on Facebook?
Compass Bracelets is okay. our Facebook.
Okay.
Cool. Connection. Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you want to connect with more extraordinary women in tech like Sam, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group by going to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group, so you don't have to go through all the billion Facebook groups to figure out which one is the right one. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Remember to say hello at Women in Tech Show on Twitter. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.